to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba House of Team Reba, Remax Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. And we're here with Lilia Anderson, who is the Community Relations Director for Merrill Gardens.
Yes, say that five times fast.
I know. But you're actually here to tell us all about the Puget Sound Honor Flight.
Yes.
And such a great organization, and we're so happy to have you here today. So essentially what you're doing is taking veterans on an all expense paid one last mission, and you're going to Washington, D.C. So can you tell us a little bit about the trip itself?
Yes. So the veterans are whatever accommodations they need, they provide it. If they need a wheelchair, every veteran gets a guardian who are with them 24/7. They are there when they wake up, and they are there when they go to bed. If they need a wheelchair, they take them on a wheelchair. When you get into the Washington, D.C., they take you to a great hotel, and everything's there ready for us. The food, the rooms, you stay with your veteran in the same room. And they get you on charter buses and take you down to World War II memorials.
Okay.
Where they have an incredible presentation and an honor celebration for the veterans. And we go on to Lincoln Memorial, Korean, Vietnam, Women's Memorial, Navy, Air Force. We visit all of the memorials. It's a total of 3-day trip, and you can find out all the more information on their website, actually, and you can go to PugetSoundHonorFlight.org.
Yeah, and it's really kind of fun because if you go into some of the little tabs that are there, the Honor Flight trips actually gives like a full itinerary,
mm-hmm.
you know, saying that they end up getting like to Arlington Cemetery.
Oh, yes, and the Arlington Cemetery.
Yeah, there's, I mean, so many iconic, you know, impactful places to visit. So, yeah, it looks like a stunning lineup. And you're right, I can see why they might need a guardian around to help make sure that everything goes very smoothly and that someone is being mm-hmm. taken care of, because it's a full schedule.
It's a full agenda. I'm looking at this thing. And
I think about my energy level, and that's a lot of energy you need to have behind all of that.
Well, I'm loving,
that's why they have the guardian.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Sure. Kind of keep things
totally
moving.
Totally understand why.
And I'm loving this itinerary is all laid out in military time, too, which
that
is pretty classy.
It's so really fun.
That's really awesome.
And we want to keep reminding our listeners for the show, you know, we're talking about this right now because our show's on from 2 to 3 p.m., and
the auction
and everything starts at 3:30 to 7.
Yes.
So even if you can't physically get yourself down there, you can either go to PugetSoundHonorFlight.org and donate there, or you can go to the Facebook page. There's a donate button on the page as well. Or, as we also have said, feel free to do it that way. And then if you also want, after the fact, if you know you have a real estate or mortgage opportunity coming up and you'd like to talk to us about working with you on that, both Eric and myself have offered to do a donation for every closing
absolutely.
That we have.
On yeah, absolutely.
And in our case, with Team Reba, we're going to offer $500 for every closing. And
me too.
You're going to do the same. So right there, we talked in an earlier segment, it costs $1,000 to send a veteran. So if you happen to work with the both of us, you'll have been able to help
send a veteran on one last mission.
Yeah, absolutely. Which would be really, really exciting.
So
I'd love
cool.
to be part of something like
so,
that.
So, Lilia, if someone out there, one of our listeners, has a relative or a friend who is a veteran and might benefit from a trip like this, how do they get involved? What are the requirements?
There are no requirements. Just go to the website. There is it's super easy. There's an application.
Okay.
You just fill it out. It gets sent directly to the board members, to Puget Sound. And veterans from World War II, of course, take precedence.
There's not too many. I mean, we're losing them quick.
We are losing them quick. So if you do have a relative or
well, I'm
going to
assume the honorable discharge, though. Is there even that as a requirement, or it doesn't matter?
That's a really good question.
Okay, I was curious.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. I'd have to look into it.
Just checking.
But they apply. So if you know of a relative or if your mom or dad is a World War II veteran, please take advantage of this. And right now they're taking applications for Korea and Vietnam as well.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so it's not just World War II veterans. I mean, if you're in any of those conflicts, and you can apply. And
absolutely.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Wow. And tell us again, you were giving some statistics earlier. So now the Puget Sound Honor Flight is a pretty big organization, but Lily, you're with Merrill Gardens. And Merrill Gardens has been deeply involved with the Puget Sound Honor Flight. And so you've been instrumental in bringing quite a few veterans on these trips,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah, you said this is your fifth year for the auction?
This is our fifth year for the auction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so far we've sponsored 60.
60.
But we want to do more, of course. And Puget, the way I got involved, I met Renee, who is on the board for Puget Sound Honor Flight, completely accidentally. And she was just telling me about what she does in this organization, and I just completely fell in love with it and thought, gosh, this is such a perfect thing to give to. And I work in the senior industry, of course, mm-hmm. for Merrill Gardens, and
sure.
we have a lot of veterans, and I said, I have to get involved with this. And here we are, five years later.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, and I'm thrilled that, well, you and I met through the Renton Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Because Merrill mm-hmm. Gardens in Renton
yep.
is a member of that organization. So it's, I mean, when you get involved in your community, you get some really darn cool connections. You meet some really fantastic people.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure. Yeah,
for sure. You know, I mean, I know we originally were talking from, you know, yeah, I'm on the real estate side of things. Sometimes you have people who are moving into Merrill Gardens who need to sell their homes.
Mm-hmm.
But then we start talking about things like this. And
yes.
I'm like, well, how the heck can I help?
You
know, that's a really cool thing. And like we said in earlier segments, and our listeners know, we're big in supporting of veterans. And, you know, because we all have family members who've been engaged at multiple generations of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made perfect sense to support what you guys are doing. And
thank you.
I love getting connected on that level.
And it was just amazing how we connected as well. That was really neat.
Yeah. I always say it's 2 degrees of separation
mm-hmm.
around here. And so it's just, you never know who else you're going to meet through some of these kinds of organizations. And sometimes you find out you actually have a lot more people in common even.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it even better because then you can maybe exponentially, you know, get engaged on something and get more people involved and help these kinds of programs, you know, be vibrant and sustaining and continue, you know, conducting their missions,
mm-hmm.
right?
But some of the other facts is, so far, Puget Sound Honor Flight sent over 1,000 local Western Washington veterans.
Wow.
There's not always 4 flights a year, 2 in the fall and 2 in the spring.
Okay.
And 112 people are usually part of that group, so around 50 or so veterans, and then, of course, guardians. There's medical staff on board and photographers. And
this is no small feat.
No, mm-hmm.
This
no.
is a pretty complex thing to put together.
Oh, and you have no idea how organized it is. It is just so organized. Everyone always
like
comments
military
on it.
Precision.
There you go. Military. That's perfect. That's perfect way of describing it because it's exactly it is. It's like
it's what it's got to be.
6 o'clock, be here. 8 o'clock, be here. 9 o'clock, we got to get on the bus. And
yep.
it because you want to see it all. And so you have to do it that way. But it works out greatly. I just cannot believe how amazingly and organized they are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, your face. I mean, I wish our listeners could see you right now because your face just beams when
I
start
love
talking
this.
About
it's
it.
Really, it.
You can
really
tell it really touches your heart and you just really, really enjoy it. And
it's a big
fun.
Part of me personally.
I mean,
Merrill Gardens does it, but it's just my little personal thing that's absolutely dear to me.
Yeah. No, you can tell. And you want to support people who are that passionate about projects like
this.
Yes,
please.
Yeah. So again,
well, now's your chance.
If you want to support, go to the website, PugetSoundHonorFlight.org, or you can go to their Facebook page, easy, Puget Sound Honor Flight. There's donate buttons there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you want to help throughout the year, contact Erica and I and make sure you reference Puget Sound Honor Flight. And if you work with us and close on a transaction, we will each give a $500 donation to help sponsor veterans.
And thanks again for doing that, Reba. That is just really, both of you. That's just awesome.
So, Lilia, what else can our listeners do? Do you have volunteer opportunities and things like that?
Absolutely. Same thing. Go to their website, PugetSoundHonor.org, and there's an application.
On our flight.
PugetSoundOnOurFlight.org. And there's an application to be a volunteer and to go as a guardian for a veteran.
I would assume those people have to be vetted out.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you don't want to just like put random strangers with...
No. You'll go through a screening process. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. People should always expect if you're going to be doing volunteer work in this kind of capacity.
You are
going to
go through a screening process, health checkups. Just make sure that you are going to be okay for that veteran.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, that's fantastic. So do you know what kind of items are going to be at this auction? Because maybe some people, you know, I don't know if you're doing any online auctions, but if someone did want to still scoot down there before... I mean, because, you know, we finished this show at 3.
Oh, you guys start
at 3:30. What kind of things are going to be at the auction?
Oh, my gosh. We have, if you want to come by just for the auction, you can stay for dinner. It's $30 only, and it's going to be phenomenal. Items at the auction. Auction starts at 3:30, and it'll close at 6 o'clock. There is hotels, vacation packages, different gift baskets, wines. You just have to come and check it out. Come check it out. We're right there in Renton
downtown. I'm always
there
for the wine.
That's right.
So, I'm sorry, tell me again where the auction's going to be held?
Merrill Gardens.
Oh, at Merrill Gardens in Renton.
And the address is 104 Burnett Avenue South.
Okay.
Renton, 98057.
Okay, 104 Burnett Avenue South.
Yeah,
okay.
And you can call us 425-235-6400.
Now, will someone be monitoring that? Because, again, our show is going to end by 3. Will someone be monitoring that number during the program?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
We are ready and prepared.
Okay. Fantastic. So, all right. And for anyone, if you don't know the Renton area, that is kind of in the core downtown. It's not up in the Highlands. It's not up in Talbot Hill or any of that. It's all in downtown.
Farmers Market, 2nd and Burnett.
Yes.
Oh, exactly. Got it. Okay. So I know where the Farmers Market is and all of that. So.
It's right off the old... kind of main strip where they used to
cruise.
Yes.
Yeah, the old cruise in the loop area of town.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. Some of us still remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of us just hear about it all the time because we weren't here then. But you
know,
a lot of small towns had the same kind of thing because where I was growing up, it was cruise in Maine.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
I may have once even brought a sofa down onto Burnett Avenue just to kind of watch all the happenings there. So
I somehow believe that.
Yep. Well, when we come back, we've got a little bit more with Lily Anderson from Merrill Gardens talking about the Puget Sound Honor Flight. And you've still got some time to make some donations to help some of our veterans take one last mission. Stay tuned.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.